Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, again, we've got with us on the line the lady we spoke with earlier on the show, Dr. Tara Harrison from Potter Park Zoo, who is the curator and veterinarian. And Dr. Harrison, we wanted to talk with you about a couple of the ongoing campaigns and things you've got going on at Potter Park Zoo. Can you tell us a little bit? I understand you've got a snake program. Ooh, Rick knows how I feel about those. But can you talk a little bit about what you're doing with the Mississauga, if I'm pronouncing that correctly?
That was close, yeah. Mississauga rattlesnake. So, we have partnered with the U.S. Forestry Service to put radio transmitters in the eastern Mississauga rattlesnake so they can basically monitor where they're living and trying to find out what their habitat size is and basically what these animals do all summer. And so we know appropriately how much land to preserve for these animals, as they are a species of special concern. So that means they're getting really close to being endangered.
Okay. And that sounds like a pretty interesting attempt, trying to put in a transmitter in a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah. It's great fun.
Have you had a chance to go out on these expositions and put in transmitters?
Usually what the snake, I have gone out and I have helped catch some of the snakes, but usually what happens is that the snakes are caught and brought to me. So then that way we do surgery in maybe a cleaner environment than out in some field or wetland. So basically, the people with the Forestry Service will go out, catch a rattlesnake, then they bring it here, and then I anesthetize them, so we give them some drugs so they're asleep. So it's a whole lot safer then to work with them. And then we'll put this radio transmitter in that is maybe about the diameter of a pen or a thick pen and maybe about an inch long. And we put that right into their belly cavity or their salomic cavity and then run the antenna under their skin. And then after the animal is all healed up, which is, we usually wait about 3-4 days at least to make sure it's all fine from recovering from surgery, then it's released into the wild. And then they monitor them with the antennas to find out where the snake's moving. And then they bring them back a year later for us to either replace the transmitter with a new battery or to take it out, and then the snake is done with the study. We also partner with the Species Survival Plan that is in charge of managing Mississaugas in zoos, and we help to do field research to go out and track snakes at a foundation down in southwest Michigan.
No, that's amazing. And I think just around Michigan and nearby is the only place these snakes are found. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's some up north, there's some to the east, and some down in the west. So, but there's basically pockets of them. Michigan is sort of the stronghold for this species, which isn't saying much because they're really low numbers in the other states. So there are some don't know if there's any in the wild anymore in Illinois, but it's very low numbers regardless. And then there's some in Indiana, Ohio, and Canada. There is some, like in the Toronto area, but their numbers are significantly going down. So finding out how to preserve these animals' habitats is very important.
Well, that is fantastic. And I don't think the listening audience really understand that the rattlers are endangered here in the state. So it's great work that you're doing there.
Yeah, no, it's very important. And it's one of those things, a lot of people's knee-jerk reaction as soon as they see a rattlesnake, if they do, they try to kill it. And that's the absolute wrong thing to do, especially with the Mississauga. They're very docile type snakes. They're not going to go out to try to go after you and envenomate you or anything like that. So just leave them alone and they'll leave you alone. If it's something that where there's a problem animal, then please contact someone to help you with it and don't just kill them.
Dr. Harrison, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but I also understand that you're involved with trying to raise some funds for the facilities at Potter Park for the vet care. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we are launching and getting going with raising some money for a new, basically, animal care facility at the zoo, where we would have a new hospital, we would have a classroom as part of that, and then also a commissary or a food preparation area for the entire zoo. So we are working towards that. Our current food prep facilities are spread in about 3 or 4 locations, so we want to centralize that and then basically greatly enlarge our hospital, because the current one is we can only fit animals that are up to about 400 pounds in there, and we have quite a few animals that are heavier than that. So we're trying to basically optimize and do all that. So, yeah, we are doing some fundraising. We're actually having an art show done with pieces done by the animals in Williamston at the art gallery there November 3rd and 4th to help raise money for it. And then we're doing other fundraisers as well. So, but yeah, we are very excited about that.
And is there a website where our listeners can go to if they're interested?
I believe for the art show, that should be on the Potter Park Zoo website soon.
Okay.
I don't think it's on there quite yet, but it should be on there soon. But it's at the art gallery in Williamston. So yeah, that should be coming up real soon.
Well, we'll keep our ears open and we'll keep listening, because it's obviously a lot of very important things that you guys are doing at Potter Park Zoo, and we want to do what we can to help. So thank you very much. We've been talking this morning with Dr. Tara Harrison, who is the veterinarian and curator at the Potter Park Zoo. And thank you again, Doctor. We really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, once again, I don't know what to tell you. It's a recurring systemic problem. We run out of time every week, but that's what's happened again. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Bruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.